Hello and welcome back to the Anabaptist Perspectives Partners podcast. It's really good to be here making episodes again in the studio with Marlon Summers. It had been a minute since we just sat down and answered a lot of audience questions. So we just finished recording another one and we're doing this one yet here as well today. And it's really fun to hear from you all. So thanks for the audience engagement that we've gotten. This is a question that came from someone named Brian. We actually got this one a while ago and we're just now getting to it. Maybe that's because it's a bit of a hot button issue. Not entirely sure, but we'll see where it goes. So let me just read the question and then Marlon, I'll let you start us off and we'll see where we end up. This is his question. In episode 174, which you can go look that up on our, you know, anywhere you get your podcast or on our YouTube channel, which actually might be good context to listen to so you know what we're referring to here. So in episode 174, a guest quoted people from the colonial and some from the more moderate times to prove the point that Christianity played a big role in colonialism. I tend to think that all of this was going to happen anyway, and it just so happened that the so-called quote-unquote Christian world managed to discover the New World first, and they just had that convenient, this convenient veneer of Christianity and saving people's souls to overlay what they were doing. So my question is, was their view of Christianity the reason for the colonialism, or were they just bringing their religion with them and the religion just so happened to be Christianity? End of quote. So yeah, Marlon, what do you think?
And so the question is fair enough. Christianity, the reason for the colonialism, or they just bring their religion with them and their religion just so happened to be Christianity. What kind of Christianity just happens to ride along with that? And so, yeah, I like the way it's put. Yeah, we shouldn't assume or think that there's not lots of other ideologies that go with colonialism and imperialism and invasions and chasing people out of their country and replacing them with your kind of people and so on. That happens all over the world. It's evil, but it happens and will continue to happen and has happened. But I'm not sure that makes it a whole lot less concerning. Because the Christianity did go along. And sure, we can write off some of those people as being, you know, maybe simply nominal Christians or whatever. And I'm sure that applied to a lot of people. But this was shot through with, you know, major parts of the missionary movement, with things that still tend to be big parts of Christian consciousness in many places and so on. So I'm not sure if it's that consoling. I mean, it's still pointing to this large failure of Christianity or large failure of Christians to identify what's going on here.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a real tough one. So to back up slightly, colonialism and the adventures essentially of big empires back in, you see it a lot in the 1800s, but it obviously goes much further back than that, of going to new places around the globe and quote unquote civilizing the wherever they landed. And there's some pretty dark, bleak things that happened there. Neither of us are historians. So, you know, don't take all this to the bank, you know, consult some good research on this, but it's a pretty clear that it wasn't, there was a lot of things that happened that were awful. The most obvious example that comes to mind, to me is the Atlantic slave trade, you know, this exploitation of people for the sake of profit and, or just taking over huge swaths of land and saying, hey, it's ours now. And, you know, we're going to use it to mine all these valuable resources and you're going to work for us for very low wages or for no wages at all. Things like that were extremely common, not unusual, especially among European powers and also America. America was not exempt from that. There was a lot of imperialistic things they did in the Pacific, especially, and other places, Puerto Rico, et cetera. And these are things that are not looked back on in a favorable light anymore just because of its disregard for the humanity of the people involved. So with that little bit of context, it is one of those, you have a couple options. You could say, well, these people just weren't Christians. They were fake. It wasn't real. They didn't believe in real Christianity, even though they talked about God quite a bit. And now, also to be fair, a lot of them were definitely did not claim Christianity either. But there were some that were involved in these things that were, you know, would say they were Christian. So that's your one option. Your other option is they were just really, really deceived. I guess you could say, well, this actually is exaggerated and it really wasn't that bad. I've heard that one, that argument quite a bit. None of those are, like you were saying, don't really ring true as good responses to this, because these are just unfortunate, pretty terrible things that happened. And I'm not really sure if there's much more we can do to justify it outside of just saying, well, this was a really negative thing. And I don't know, because I've heard some people try very hard to justify a lot of this stuff as a good, positive thing, actually, or a horrible thing that the church had absolutely nothing to do with. It just seems that historically, it seems like a really weak argument to make. You look at the case of America, there was this very strong language of manifest destiny. They used language of, we are the children of Israel returning to the promised land, this new land of promise, America, and we're going to come take it. And it's easy to be harsh on people in the past without fully appreciating their experience. And maybe they didn't quite realize the level of devastation they were wrought upon the native populations here. But it just seems really hard to look back at that and say Christianity had nothing to do with that. The language is so clear that they were saying. So I'm not sure where all I'm going with this, but I think it can just be really hard for people to accept that, at least in name, Christianity was used to do tons of horrible things throughout history, not just colonialism. I mean, there's many other examples. You know, the Crusades is, of course, the obvious one, Spanish Inquisition. And this is a real difficult thing, I think, that all of us as Christians have to reckon with. How do we think about that? You know, I don't think I have a whole lot of answers. So yeah, what would you say in response to all that?
I mean, yeah. So we're sitting here answering this from the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
and from very near the pathway of the Trail of Tears. And yeah, I guess again, part of my concern is, have to recognize Christianity is often distorted and these things get pulled deeply into Christian identity. Yes, there were a handful of Christians who did serious work to evangelize Native American populations. Think of the Moravians or a few others. But that was far and away the minority from what we can see. And it's become so baked into a lot of American Christianity, at least, it's just, you know, Indians are bad. This is the promised land. This is our destiny. This is when this area was settled. As when,
yeah,
you know, European-based people moved into it. Yeah, it's hard. It's hard to know even how to work at getting some of those mindsets out where they've become that pervasive. So I guess maybe that's my response is, well, whether or not Christianity is the cause, Christianity was deeply affected by colonialism and bought many of those narratives.
And two, for historical context, if you think about the explosion of Western civilization, you know, ties itself very closely to the church with these incredible innovations in science and reason and theology and building these grand cathedrals and technologies that are being invented to, you know, increase lifespans and health and build cities, all this stuff that was going on in Europe for hundreds of years. And it was amazing and lots of people loved it. It was great. Look at how amazing Western civilization and therefore the church is. And then when, hey, we invented ships and we start exploring this world, and that mindset of look at how great this is. Look at how amazing these mindsets and worldviews and institutions that we've built are. Of course, it's the best thing on the planet. So we need to be exporting that all around the world. And you can quickly see how Christianity could get tied into politics and empire. And it gets murky really fast. And I think it gets really sad really fast too, because then you start dealing with the economics of, well, we can make really good money at this, you know, so maybe we'll just kind of turn a blind eye to some things that are not good. The classic story of, you know, William Wilberforce trying to abolish slavery in the British Empire, which ultimately he was successful in doing as a Christian, and with some very strong reasoning from the Bible that this is wrong. But a lot of the challenge there was, well, yeah, but we're making so much money at it. Can you just please be quiet? Because, yeah, I know it's kind of bad and whatever, but like, we're becoming very wealthy here, so stop talking. You know, there was a lot of that, and he spent a very large chunk of his life trying to convince the public and parliament that, no, this is wrong. It doesn't matter how much money we're making. And I think there's a lot of similarities in the story of America where, yeah, it was pretty easy to turn a blind eye for the church to do that, and I think that is really unfortunate.
Yeah, I don't have more to add.
So maybe for some more context, this was in response to, I pulled him up here while we were recording here. So he was responding to episode 174. That was the question that was submitted. But that's actually a two-part series. So that first one is called How Empire and Colonialism Perverted Missions, because that's part of that whole story because of the inventions of shipping and colonialism and so forth provided the opportunity for people to travel to these places and spread the gospel. So missions kind of got tangled up in this stuff, and that's a bit difficult to parse all that out. So we did an episode on that, but then there was a follow-up episode, episode 175, called Relearning the Kingdom Through Humble Mission. And that's about, if I'm understanding correctly, actually, because you hosted that one, Marlon, a lot of how do we have proper cross-cultural communication, and how do we actually do missions well to avoid this tainting of colonialism that unfortunately has been there within the church, or within how these things have been handled in the past. So I would really encourage you all to go listen to those. There's a lot more material there. Mm-hmm. And
yes, and both of our guests offered very good perspective and encouragement in that second episode.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I guess if there's a takeaway here, do some reading on some history. Because this person who sent this in seems like they have kind of, this is how they would view it. This is their opinion. And maybe they've studied into it quite a lot. But I've heard a lot of people that I've talked to about these things. Seems to be they're just kind of repeating what they've heard without actually going and reading. Go read some source material. You know, go read some history of what was this like and pull those lessons from it. And you'll probably find some things that are like, man, I really wish the church wouldn't have done that. That is really, really sad. And it's a lesson for us today. And then maybe you'll find some other things that were exaggerated, or maybe whatever. Everybody will have their opinions on these things. So, yeah, anything more you want to add on Manifest Destiny and empires conquering places and and so forth?
Well, we'll just say it wasn't manifested by God.
Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting because it's easy to judge the actions of people that are far removed from us. But this was an interesting statistic, or a really tragic statistic I heard. But when they came to settle North America, disease ended up killing over 90% of the Native American population. So like by the time they actually got to some of these more Western parts, it was so depopulated that many of them never even realized the incredible damage that had been done simply by the diseases that were brought over. And that's really sad, you know? So it's easy to, there's a lot of, we think we have really good hindsight, but in the moment, what was it like, you know? And these are difficult things. So all stuff to think about, big questions to consider. I don't feel like we landed on a perfect solutions or perfect answers here, but I think it's very important for us to think about what the church has done in the past, what Christians have done in the past, and then how that is perceived by others. I think is especially important when it comes to missions and cross-cultural interactions and things. There can sometimes be a lot of history there that we as Americans are very unaware of, and I think it's good to build some more awareness around that. So Anyways, thank you all for listening to this episode. I think that's all we're going to do on colonialism. It's a really big issue. There's, you know, thousands of books that have been written on it. So there's plenty of research there for anybody who wants to learn more. Do check out those episodes we referenced. They'll be linked down below in the show notes. And thank you for your support of Anabaptist Perspectives. It really, truly does make a difference. So we love to hear from our audience. If you have questions you'd like to submit to this podcast, feel free to email us or contact us in some other way, and we'd be happy to answer it. So thanks again for listening. We'll catch you in the next episode.